Now, we've got some special guests in. We've got from the Piano Cafe in Freshwater. We're going to find out where this is. We've got Sam in. Morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Okay, just into that microphone just a little bit, Sam. And we've also got Kinga in as well. Morning, Kinga. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm okay, just about.
Perfect.
Now, we want to know where your business is, first of all. It's the Piano Cafe. We'll find out what about it. But I'm just driving, in my mind, I'm just driving into Freshwater, and I'm coming in via... So you come in, and you've got the golf course to your left.
Correct.
And then if you turn right, you can see the Fat Cat on the bay. So you turn right, you go up that road, you go past the little hotel. I can't remember what the hotel...
The Albion.
It doesn't matter. Because we're not giving him a plug.
You've got a wind in your hair.
And
you keep driving.
Keep going. And you keep
just
going.
Just keep going.
And you get to Dimbola Lodge.
Just sail on up past Dimbola Lodge. And then you get to Thatch Church on your left. And then straight ahead of you, you've got Orchard Brothers, which is now over 100 years old, which is amazing. And then on the right-hand side, you've got us. We've got a big glass-fronted building called the Piano Cafe. Yeah.
Brilliant. And how long have you been there?
This is our third year now.
Yeah. 3 years. Good grief. I mean, you look old enough, just, but you don't look old enough, Kinga.
Oh, thank you.
So whose idea? Was it your idea to set the business up?
Yeah, I basically came
out... So you're the owners?
I'm the owner. Kinga's front of house manager.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I just help out.
she's the brains behind it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had this idea, set it up, and how's it all going?
Yeah, it's going really well. It's going really well, actually. Like I say, we're now in our third season, and a lot's happened. We started off with sort of three or four staff. Now we've got 12 who are on rotation, some more full-time, some less so. We've just sort of grown it over the years, and the menu's developed. The kind of the food side of things is developing. We now do sort of cocktails, and we're open Friday and Saturday nights as well as during the daytime. And in those evenings, over the weekend, we always have live music Friday and Saturday night, and also Sunday lunchtime now as well. So we've got three live music days a week, which is quite full on.
So you've got it sounds like someone's going to be sat at the piano for pretty much when you're open. Is that what's the setup? Yeah. How does it all work?
Well, basically, sort of in terms of the music side of things, Friday night and Saturday night there's always live music, and Sunday lunchtime there's always a pianist. But the Friday or the Saturday can be anything from sort of guitarists to groups to even harpists. We've had in.
Wow.
We even had one guy turn up on a trumpet one night, which was pretty crazy. It got a bit wild, and we had to tell him to pipe down a bit. But it was good.
So, what sort of bands are we booking? So we got a rough idea of what the music is.
Yeah, we've had all sorts. So we've had like Lazy River in, who I think you interviewed or somebody interviewed here a while ago.
Yeah, I think it would have been Andy, because he comes from your neck of the woods, and I would imagine he's because he likes his food and he likes his drink as well. So he's probably a regular.
He does. We also get the likes of Nick Kane in.
Yeah.
He's really good. We also have had gypsy jazz groups, sort of all sorts. Like, it's very varied, very varied. And Beth Peckham for piano, a guy called David Stringer, many sort of all sorts of musicians. Yeah.
Okay, so the music's pretty big on the menu, which brings us on to food.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What can we expect then when we come out then? Just say, for instance, I've never been. I know roughly where it is now, so sell it to me because I'm a hungry boy sometimes.
Well,
so
we do all sorts. Anything from, homemade burgers, which we make up from scratch using really good local beef, all the way through to sort of more sort of vegetarian options, with like kind of really nice kind of Greek style salads and things like caramelized onion fig salad, stuff like that. We've also got what else have we got on there? We've got
toasties,
paninis, more basic stuff, ranging all the way through to kind of more complicated things like lamb cutlets, which come like with sort of rosemary, garlic, potatoes and like asparagus, stuff like that, you know. And we try and use local wherever we can, and yeah, it's
good for you. I'm liking the sound of the local. Using local stuff.
And you like local produce.
So you had me at lamb. because I'm a lamb lover. So you know, I'm thinking. Because I'm guessing it's quite a posh place.
It's not. I wouldn't call it posh. No, we're all encompassing, aren't we?
The beauty about the cafe, it's very versatile. So we attract like all sorts of people, from young to like older generations.
Oh, good.
So yeah, it's not posh. I think like nowadays everyone wants a bit, you know, relaxed atmosphere and someone to sit down with a book and a cup of coffee, not necessarily a waitress running around every 5 minutes asking you whether you're okay.
Do you not do that then? Because you've sold
not me. Every 5 minutes.
Hopefully she does. I mean, God.
If you sit down with a cup of coffee and relax, we do come and over and have a chat with you and obviously make you as comfortable as possible.
Good.
I think in the evenings as well, the vibe changes. So, like, we do breakfast and lunch. So we do really great breakfast, anything from more healthy stuff like yogurt and granola all the way through to, like, Eggs Benedict and stuff like that, which is for the more sort of filling meal. And then, like I say, lunch times is quite varied. But then we do these two evenings a week at the moment, which is a Friday and Saturday. And it would also be a Thursday when we get into July and August.
Sure.
Now, King is working on, like, nice cocktails and things like that for the evening, aren't you?
Yeah.
Go on then. Let's have a cocktail. What do you think? I'm a whiskey drinker, although I'm not
whiskey.
Fussy.
Whiskey sour. That's a good one.
What is it, like whiskey sour then?
It's basically you get sugar syrup, lemon juice, whiskey, and a dash of egg white.
Right.
To get a froth on top.
Right.
You shake it, strain it, and you got a nice frothy, soury drink. So if it's nice. Like today, that would be perfect.
Sorry, King, I don't fancy that one. What about a sweet one? Because I've got a sweet tooth as well.
What about a sweet one?
Something sweet.
Tom Collins is a good one. It's a sweet one.
Go on.
If you do a twist with an elderflower, you get elderflower, sugar syrup, lemon juice, and gin.
That sounds good.
Ice, lemon, ice in a slice.
Yeah.
And you're there.
That sounds good. Are you working on any yourself? You know, your own twist?
Yeah, I try. I watch a lot of like YouTube channels with cocktails, so I'm trying to put like not take the recipes but always put a twist in it. So make sure there's the little piano taste on it.
Good.
So yeah.
Excellent. Working on that then. So we go out there for cocktails, shall we?
Pop out
there.
And I'll be able to tell my wife, because I'll be able to tell her, look, it's quite nice out there, so you're going to have to dress up a little bit, but I can still wear me jeans and a smart shirt. Is that right?
There is no dress code, you know, as long as you come in wearing something. I mean, we don't want to be completely caught off guard here. I mean, you know, we are close to the beach, but, you know, we're fairly relaxed.
So no topless.
Okay. So what about, you know, is there a website we can find out more details on?
Yeah, you can go on to www.thepianocafe.co.uk and you can also check us out on the Facebook page. If you just type in The Piano Cafe IOW, that will take you through to the Facebook page, and that basically has most of the updates on what's going on music wise, food wise, events, all that sort of jazz.
Okay, brilliant. So we can check out the website, and you're fairly close to when you come in that main route. If you're coming from Newport, we'll come that way and we just turn right at the golf course and we'll head off up there past Imbola Lodge. We'll find you big glass fronted
building. You can't really miss it if you just glance to your right hand side before Orchard Brothers, which is the corner shop, as you go past Imbola Lodge, you get to a thatched church. After that, there's a bit of parking on the left hand side in front of the cafe. Straight ahead of you is Orchard Brothers, and like I say, we're just up on the right hand side there, and raised up with a nice view up the fields towards Tennyson.
Nice. You're going to be busy this weekend then?
We were really busy this weekend.
I meant this weekend. Walk the White. You're going to get a lot of people.
Oh, we have.
We
got Walk the White as well, haven't we, coming out? Yeah, it's one thing after the other at the moment. It just seems like it's all kicking off.
Excellent. Yeah. That's good. It's good to hear. It's good to know as well. You know, people like you have started your own business up, and it's going really well. And it sounds like a really thriving place. Actually, I'm tempted. What days are you open during the evening, and what days are you open during the day?
So we're open Tuesday to Sunday. And what are those days, King?
Yeah, so we open Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 8:30 to 5.
Right.
And then Friday and Saturday we open from 8:30 till 10 in the evening.
Okay.
And then Sunday, 9 till 5.
Sunday, 9 till 5 sounds good to me. All right, so we might come out, not this Sunday, because it's Walk the White, because it's going to be really bedlam where you are.
No, you'll be fine. They'll be too concentrated on walking.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be passing trade. I would imagine there'll be a lot of passing trade.
Yeah, there could be. I know the route because I did it last year, and it doesn't actually go directly past the cafe.
Diversion.
So diversion. So basically,
we'll be there.
So yeah, if you carry on up the road instead of taking that left fork up the downs, if you carry on walking up that main road, then you'll eventually get to us. There is a bike in the bay that has a little signage that tells you where we are.
Who you got lined up this weekend, band wise, music wise?
We have got, that's a good question. Luckily I looked that up this morning. So
good,
I do know.
We've got
Beth Peckham playing on Friday night. She's playing Friday, which she's a great pianist. She'll take requests as well. So if you want to come along with a couple of requests, she will do her best to sort of surprise you with a great rendition of your favourite song. Okay. And Saturday, I think we have Nick Kane, actually, who I've mentioned. Yeah, so he's going to be playing guitar. And Sunday lunch, David Stringer on piano. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's what you should have looked up, Kinga, before you came in.
I did. I knew that.
She knew that.
I actually saw Nick Kane last night. I hope he's feeling
okay. Where was he playing?
He was not playing. He was enjoying himself at the Coast Bar in Cass.
There you go. Plugging the Coast Bar now as well. Blimey, cool.
Yeah. All right, thanks for coming in, and we may see you in the next couple of weeks, and I hope you have a really, really busy weekend this weekend.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in.
Cheers for having us.
Thank you.